One of the winners of a business competition at Tech Garden is now offering drone pilot training that could unlock great potential in the growing industry. Only a small part of the course is teaching you how to fly. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the bigger gain is in learning the technology's potential.
Brian Petrie got interested in drones as a business prospect back in 2012. He took on what he thought would be a short project to find out what businesses might benefit from the technology.
I went through every conceivable place I could find that would talk to me about using these particular flight systems. I intended to do it for 6 months. I actually did it for a year and a half. People don't understand this technology. Many people don't appreciate how transformative this technology truly is.
He found hundreds of uses for the unmanned aircraft systems, as drones are called, both fixed-wing crafts that look like little airplanes and the quadcopter designs you might have seen from hobbyists. Farmers could gauge crop watering and fertilizing and decide when to harvest much more efficiently than walking through the fields. And Petrie says it would be easier to do all kinds of inspections.
You might think of using fixed wings for power lines because they're going to cover a greater distance. The same thing is true for, like, windmills. Today, they actually take people, put them up on ladders and hoists and on and so forth, and it's dangerous. Yet, you can take a quadcopter, go up and do a very detailed inspection. But it goes well beyond that, fiber optics, telephone lines, and bridges.
Add to that search and rescue or construction uses, including surveying a building site before excavating it within 1 centimeter of ground levels. Petrie's company, SkyOp, teaches people how to fly the crafts, but also the FAA rules and regs needed to get certified, something you need for any commercial use. SkyOp in the future plans more courses around specific uses as they develop.
But today, the job growth that we're seeing out there is pretty remarkable. And it is because this particular technology is catching on. So a person can go take training like this, and they can either start that new business, or they can be employed by a company, or they can take their personnel existing in their company and get them up to date on what this technology does, and most importantly, the cost savings.
The training class at the Tech Garden in Syracuse starts August 1st with a sign-up deadline of July 28th at skyop.com.
Find more on this and other local news stories by visiting our website, waer.org.